Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Yeah! Oda, we have stuff and things for you on a big day for Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. As part of our straight through at 2 o'clock hour, we've got two guests, Lance Briggs here in studio around 2:30, and Chuck Swirsky, the play-by-play voice for the Chicago Bulls for games here on The Score. Get used to that. He'll join us at 2:50. In other news at 4, Hub takes your calls at 5, and after that, former Bear and former Patriot Roosevelt Colvin is going to be our guest.
Former Boilermaker too, right?
That is absolutely right.
Purdue guy.
I remember that one preseason, we're like, hey, this Roosevelt Colvin's killing people out there.
Yeah, and then, nice little career.
He and Warwick Holdman ended up teaming up.
That Philadelphia game, that Philadelphia playoff game where goal line, Warwick Holdman, Roosevelt Colvin, Brian Urlacher, Zach Machine, the goal line stand, and then Hugh Douglas sitting on Jim Miller over and over again. Oh, the yesteryear moments of the Bears.
Hugh Douglas made sweet love to our Jim Miller.
That was tough. I like that team, though. Fred Baxter on that squad, right? The tight end, Fred Baxter. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because I remember he had a corner of the end zone touchdown catch, I believe, against New England here to win a game. It was terrible weather. Jim Miller puts it up perfectly. Fred Baxter catches in the corner of the end zone. That was a damn good team. It's a fine team.
This segment brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. How do you win on the road? Stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Enjoy stylish lobbies and exciting room renovations. Book now at lq.com. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming is what we do at 670thescore.com. Texting is 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. We're on Twitter. It's at Bernstein_Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. He is at Jason1Goff. We're also on Instagram. That's at Bernstein Goff Show. The website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. You grab the podcast there. Also links to stuff we talk about and things we write and post there. We are streaming on video at Facebook Live. If you want to be a part of a Facebook conversation, just like the 670 The Score page. Also, watch 670thescore.com is where you find our video feed. That's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Being that I was a television radio production guy, rather than sit in the little trailer they had for me with all the big buffet and the food and everything, treated me like a movie star. I went inside and was talking to the grips, the cameramen, the directors, the producers, and they're like, oh my God, this guy's pretty cool. He knows his I'm sorry. Can I say that? I apologize.
No worries.
But we love that you're comfortable enough to do it. So
yeah, but
keep
rolling. You know your stuff.
Oh, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
Bill's going blue again.
Working blue. These guys. The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Nick Shepkowski is human trash.
Happy birthday, Chico.
Yes, happy birthday, Shep.
Yep. What is it this year?
33?
32.
Magic
Johnson for me.
32.
Yeah.
Man,
I remember 32.
That was a long time ago. Wasn't it?
Really, really long time ago. Different life at 32. Congratulations to make it the 32 years in this world, brother. Happy birthday.
Sharing
man.
A birthday with Nolan Ryan, Jackie Robinson, and Ernie Banks, I believe.
Nice.
And
Tommy LaStella.
Well, find out where it is.
I think of those three guys, I also think of Tommy LaStella. So happy birthday.
I'm gonna go missing later on today.
Well, hopefully.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
I've seen the good and I've seen the bad, which is why I think our city is now ready to embrace this moment and walk away with the championship.
I didn't mention Rich Kotite. You did. Just remember that.
Oh, my goodness. I remember her. Yes, I remember her.
Kevin Hart was on with the Mully and Hanley show this morning. So not only in the same hour, they had the Bulls announcement. And we're going to the Bulls home. And then you had Kevin Hart come on later to give his Super Bowl pick of 86-6 Eagles over the Patriots. Yeah, it was a rip-roaring hour this morning.
And he said, Rich Kotite, and then he says, I remember her. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's early in L.A.
What? All right.
Kevin's got some, you know, some issues.
No, he doesn't.
The Irresponsible Tour is about his, you know, dalliance with other women.
Oh.
Yeah. Every one of his tours is
based
around...
Wait, so are you alleging he had an affair with Rich Kotite?
No, I'm not.
Because that's news. And kind of gross.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
picture
that.
Picture he's with the glasses out of the Jets hat.
Oh, geez. No, I'm not saying that Rich Kotite and Kevin Hart had an affair.
Okay.
I'm not denying it either.
Right, not actively denying it.
Wife finds an old starter jacket
under
the bed.
Right. Whose pullover is this?
Whose oddly tinted glasses are these?
With the corduroy hats back in the day.
It was the bad puffy hat. It was like a trucker hat, but it wasn't worn ironically. That's just what those hats look like.
Kid Cudi's birthday too. Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
A genius. He just, you know, got lost in the sauce. Had some addiction issues that he kicked.
The literal sauce was taking out Chicago rappers one after the other?
Man. Yeah, liquid. Yeah, it's not marinara.
Bechamel sauce has felled another drill rapper.
Who'd have thought liquid heroin would be bad for you? But I guess a lot of these guys are self-medicating because these dudes are losing people every other day and they don't, you know how to deal with it. So
yeah, who was the one we just lost to?
Fredo Santana. Yeah, Chief Keef's cousin. Yeah,
he was a kind of a hardcore looking guy.
Yeah, his liver and kidney shut down on him at 27, and he had a seizure. But he was also in the hospital because, you know, too much codeine and promethazine. And
it was actually in the puzzle that the American Values Crossword Club puzzle. The clue was enjoying scissorp, perhaps, and the answer was drankin.
Drankin?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Are you serious?
A dead serious. Well, that's why I love this particular crossword club, because it's all of the constructors who write for the New York Times and Washington Post and LA Times, but it's edited by cooler people who don't hold them. Like there's profanity in these.
Really?
There's like bleep.
Which one is it?
It's called it's a subscription. It's a paid subscription.
Because I know you're down with the crossword puzzles. I want to check this one out.
It's the AVCX, American Values Crossword Club. It's edited by a guy named Ben Tossig. It's some of the best writers, the top of the game crossword writers, but not under the auspices of the New York Times.
Right.
So they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And they
kind of clues.
Various difficulties, various meta puzzles, and lots of contest puzzles. But there it was today with a scissorp reference. And I was proud of myself. I was like, wow, did he really just do drankin? And indeed, he did.
All right. Yeah. So
Austin Collins was the writer.
We're done with the propers, right? All right. I want to assure people of something here because. As soon as the announcement happened this morning, and by the way, we are the new radio home for your Chicago Bulls, and we're proud to have that relationship, and it's going to be I'm looking forward to what the future brings us. But as soon as it happened, I got a bunch of tweets and a bunch of text messages, and then the professional advice from a couple of guys.
Oh, no.
I don't want you to go soft on the Bulls. I'm going to have to find someone else to listen to. Listen. This station has had professional teams before. It has two professional teams now. When Aroldis Chapman and that situation happened, Spiegel and I sat in the studio over there with Joe Madden the day after the transaction and grilled him about that. These teams understand what we do. And I text with a Bulls organizational member, shall we say, this morning. And like I said, you know, he told me, hey, be nice. And I said, not going to happen.
Kiss my ring. Right, exactly.
And I text him, the truth rules the day. If the Bulls are successful, you will hear that. If the Bulls are not successful, you will hear that as well. So please, I mean, I feel like I don't have to say this, but everyone who understands the integrity with which we have spoken on this station for years and years and years, relationships are relationships. That's understood. But nothing will change in terms of how we talk about these teams. The last month or so, before this deal was even, you know, in the works, the last month or so, I've been saying how this team, I feel better about this team, and I was going to give some applause to John Paxson and Doug Collins and Gar Foreman yesterday if that Nico trade would have been pulled off. I feel differently about this squad, and then that was way before the deal was made. But you can trust that we will hold, you know, the Bulls and every other team in the city to the same standard that we always have.
We've had all these teams that have been on these airwaves. Going back to the White Sox, the Blackhawks, the Bears are on our sister station, and it's all one company. Look, there's a reason why Bears All Access is on these airwaves, right, and you hear the programming you do. We have some of the involvement that we have. How many years now? We're going on 23 years in this mark, 23 years in Chicago. I have been told a total of one time I have had a team concerned about something that was said.
I got you.
And the one time it was said, I walked away from my responsibilities with that team. Because that is you don't cross that line.
Yes, sir.
Well, we've never heard from Jerry Reinsdorf, never heard from Bears ownership, never heard a word from the Cubs at any level, from the Ricketts, from Crane Kenny, and they understand it, that this is a major market and that people like the station because they know you're getting what we really think. But and the one time I ever had an issue with something like that was when we were getting ready to start the season of DePaul basketball, and they said, we're going in, and it was just, you know, a formality, just, you know, sign the papers, get ready to go for the season. And they kind of said, oh,
by the way, it was important to Dan being the play-by-play guy. Like, that was one of your first loves.
It still is. Still is. I'll do it again. And they said, well, you know, we just want to make sure that if you're going to just, you know, you got to cut out any references to the Catholic Church molestation scandal on your show with Terry. You can't talk about it or joke about it. And I said, what? He said, well, yeah, that's is that okay? We can just knock that all off. Don't do that anymore. And I said, no, that's my job.
Right.
So this pays me $350 a game.
Right.
That's my job. And I'm not cutting any backroom deals to change what I say about that or anything else. And said, well, we got to have that. And I said, well, then I can't continue. And went right on the air immediately after, literally 5 minutes after that conversation, and told everybody about it. And that was the one time that somebody tried to influence pedal and tried to strong arm content based on a relationship. And that's because that was a, it was petty and small time from people who were petty and small time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Professionally ran organizations understand what comes with the ups and downs of franchises. They know. Hell, Rick Hahn, when we had him on, when we were over there at the Under Armour store, and he acquired Todd Frazier, and I'll never forget, we had him on, and we talked about everything that was going on, and also the Todd Frazier trade. And I think Jay got an email from somebody over there at the White Sox, and it was, hey, what happened there? You didn't talk enough about the Todd Frazier trade. This wasn't from Rick. This wasn't Rick. This was somebody in the organization. I'm like, what? I'm like, send that email to me, and I'll respond, because I don't want my producers being under that kind of strain or that kind of stress. Because these guys on the other side of the glass, like, they're the filter. A lot doesn't get to us. These guys handle,
which is fine.
Right, exactly. These guys handle a lot of things, and I didn't want that to be on Jay's head. So I responded, hey, listen, right now, the White Sox, at that time, the White Sox weren't in a good place. The White Sox were trying to win every single year, and for 7 years hadn't won. And look what happened. A couple of years later, Rick Hahn assembles one of the best farm systems in all of Major League Baseball. Hell, he did it in the course of 10 months. And guess what? We celebrated Rick Hahn's
achievements. And all of a sudden, oddly enough, things sound better.
Exactly.
Amazing how that happens,
see,
right?
See what happens when you run a team correctly and winning is the goal instead of just, you know, is piddling around, messing around, and being mediocre one season, mediocre the next season.
And the Bulls did the same.
Exactly.
And we were clamoring for a new movie, for having the guts to try to do something different. And as I said the day of the trade, I wasn't going to quibble on the return. I was happy that they had the balls to go do it. And now that return is way better than anybody thought it would ever be.
This from the 6-3-0. Never heard a word from Reinsdorf about the White Sox. Seriously, expect people to believe that. You can believe what you want.
Yeah,
Jerry Reinsdorf
not a word.
Does not, yeah, exactly. Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't pick up the phone and call Mitch Rosen and say, why are you killing Adam Engel? That, like, you're an idiot if you think that's the case. He's got bigger fish to fry. The fact that people, and that's why I brought this up, the fact that people believe that there's this interaction of, hey, talk about it. And that's the other thing, too. You'd be able to sniff it out. You're smart enough, hopefully. You'd be able to sniff it out to understand, all right, this person is not saying what I'm seeing. And we have been the voice of the fan for, as Dan mentioned, you know, 2+ decades, and that will continue. And we are also happy to be in a what will be a fruitful relationship with an NBA franchise known as the Chicago Bulls.
This segment brought to you by CeCe's. At CeCe's, if you don't see what you want on the buffet, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, and it's included with your buffet for just $5 and change. Only at CeCe's, dine and only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply. Got a lot to do in our big 2-3 straight through hour, including a couple of guests. Might have some surprises coming, too. You got the score. Bernstein and Goff, 1-6, Monday through Friday, every day between 2 and 3. We go full through commercial free. And I know that you have had what's dominated discussion today has been the WSCR's acquisition of the Chicago Bulls play-by-play rights.
Yeah.
It's exciting times, but I know there are other things that you have set to go before we talk to Lance Briggs here at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, you know, there's some things that happened in both college basketball and NBA basketball last night, some historic events. Looking forward to talking to you about that. And we'll talk to Lance Briggs and Chuck Swirsky next hour as well as your phone calls. There's some other things I want to get into as well, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, anytime I see Super Bowl participants, I try to figure out where the Bears stack up in this situation. And I think it's a fool's errand at this point. You know, when you've got the Redskins and the Chiefs making moves, and you're sitting there thinking about what the Bears offseason will look like. Yeah, so I'll slide in some Bears talk as well.
I'm going to ask you this question. James Harden had a game last night. Where do you think, as far as all-time basketball reference game score, where they have a statistical ranking based on certain numbers, where do you think that ranked ever in the history of the NBA? Just get it in your head. Do you think top 20? Top 10, and I'll let you know, because there's some context there I can give you historically for what his performance meant.
And we got to talk about a young man that you've been hating on kind of a little bit.
Oh,
young man out there in Norman, Oklahoma, did his thing again last night.
Yeah, I'm not hating on him.
You don't like him. You don't like him.
I'm not.
It's okay.
I guess I'm not as big a fan as some.
All right.
I know he'll play in the league.
We'll talk about it.
But remember, remember who else I talked about that way? Remember?
No.
You remember the other player?
No.
I said, yeah, he's pretty skilled, but you don't remember?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll remind you then.
All right, we'll do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.